situations where you've got, you're worried about the danger that you may have made, but surely there was a flipper in between, and you said that far as the door.
Chesedo Aleph, Wednesday the 13th of February, Rabbi Shimon Verbov, Purim Kotan, reason to celebrate, or is it just a regular day?
Opportunity to speak here in London. I've spoken many times in Manchester. I grew up in Liverpool and spent now living many years in Eretz Israel. First opportunity to speak here in London. Thank you for the opportunity. I'd like to share with you the sugya of Purim Katan. This is next Tuesday. It's Yud Dalet Adar. And the question we need to ask ourselves is this day, does this day have some reason to celebrate, or is it really just a regular day? And we're going to learn together the sugya and Megillah, Daf Vav Amud Beis. We're going to try and figure out what's the exact nature of Purim Katan, of Yud Dalet Adar Rishon. Of course, everyone knows that the Jewish calendar operates a little bit different to the non-Jewish calendar. Either the non-Jews work with the sun, or the Muslims work only with the moon. But the Torah teaches us that we have to work with both. The months are fixed by the moon, but in order that Pesach should be in Chodesh Ha'aviv, in the springtime, which is based around the sun, so therefore every so often Beis Din has to sit and figure out, is this year going to be a leap year or not? Do we need to add another month or not? So we know in the times of the Mishnah, in the times of Chazal, this was not something which was fixed. Beis Din would sit down each year and figure out, do we need to add another month or not? However, during the times of the Churban, Klal Yisrael was going into Golus, Hillel sat down and made a calendar Ladorus. So we know, in our day, we know in advance which years are going to be leap years or not. So for the purpose of this shir, we're going to use a certain terminology. There's the two cases. There's the AK case, the advanced knowledge case. That's when I know in advance there's going to be an Adesheni. That's for us in our times. So that's the AK case, advanced knowledge. And then there's the non-AK case. Meaning, when Purim came, Purim of Adar Rishon, or wasn't Adar Rishon, Purim came, we had no idea there was going to be a second month. And only afterwards, after Purim, Beis Din realized that they need to add another month, which they can do so all the way up till the end of Adar. Just before Nisan arrives, they could add another month. So we're going to bear that in mind, those two cases, the AK case, advanced knowledge, and the non-AK case. So let's learn the Mishnah, Daf Vav Amud Beis. Everyone has it in front of them. Vav Amud Beis, halfway down the page. The Mishnah says the following, Karu es ha-Megillah ba-Adar HaRishon. They read the Megillah on Adar HaRishon, v'nit'abra ha-Shana. And then the year became leap. So what's that, the AK case or the non-AK case? Non-AK case. They didn't know there was going to be an Adesheni. Actually, on Purim itself, they thought it was real Purim. They read the Megillah, the Nitabra Hashana, maybe even after Purim. Nitabra Hashana, Beis Din decided we needed to add another month. The law is Korin Osoba Adah Hashani. The law is that the Kriyas Megillah that they read is invalid, and they now need to read the Megillah again in Adah Hashani. Good, that's what the Mishnah teaches us. Now let me ask you, what will be the law in the AK case, in the advanced knowledge case? The Mishnah does not teach that case. What would be the law in that case? Meaning, for us, when we know in advance already in Shvat, already in Tevis, we already know there's going to be an Adar Sheni. What would be the law if someone read the Megillah in Adar HaRishon? What would be the law, please?
Same.
The same. So why did the Mishnah teach the non-AK case? Why did the Mishnah not teach that case?
Nobody's going to make that mistake.
Why?
Why should anybody read it in Adar Rishon if they know Lachatchila there's going to be a Adar Sheni?
Well, how do you know which one is which? How do you know Adar Rishon is?
Chazal b'kavei Purim in Adar Sheni.
How do you know that?
We've discussed here because of Gula Ligula.
We know because this Mishnah says so, right? Yeah. This Mishnah says, I just want to ask you a simple question. Why did the Mishnah teach this case and ignore the other case? Please, please.
The other case would be no different. You read it in Shvat. Because you clearly state.
Okay, well, what I want to try and bring out is the Mishnah. Mishnah always teaches the biggest chiddush. Right? If this case is a bigger chiddush, and from this case you could derive the other case. Why is this case the bigger chiddush of the two?
Because what they did right.
Right, exactly. Over here, at the time they read the Megillah, it was real Purim. There was no Adashani on the horizon, no even thought of Adashani. So one would have thought that such a Kriya would have been a valid Kriya. Even if afterwards they would have introduced Adashani, you would have thought, but at the time, it was when no one even dreamed about Adashani. The Mishnah teaches that case, even that case is invalid. Kal v'chomer! The case of AK where I knew from the start there was going to be an Adashani. That for sure, Adarishan Kriya would have been invalid. That's what the Tana is teaching me over here. He's teaching me the bigger Chiddush, as Tanoim always try to do. Teach you the bigger Chiddush. Okay, so that's the ratio. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Let's continue to the second part of the Mishnah. Ein bein ad harishon la ad hasheni ela kriyas hamagila umatonis la avyonim. So let me step back for a second. As of now, ad harishon has no significance, according to the ratio. According to the ratio, you read the Megillah and Ad HaRishon, it's invalid. So as far as we know, Ad HaRishon is nothing. Comes along, the second part of the mission says, there's no difference between Ad HaRishon and Ad HaShen, except Mikra Megillah Matanis Le'evyonim, implying that what? Implying? Okay, we'll come to that. Good point. But what does the simple Mishnah imply?
If you did the other Mitzvah Sayyom in
Good. So it implies that something is valid in Ad HaRishon. Ein bein el, I mean the only difference between Adarishan and Adashani is Mikra Megillah Matanis Levyonim, meaning to say that if you read the Megillah and Adarishan or gave Matanis Levyonim and Adarishan, it's not valid. You have to repeat those mitzvahs Adashani. But the implication is that something is good in Adarishan. So this Purim, let's say, Mishloach Manos. Let's say that's the implication. We'll see what the Gemara takes out from that. That's the implication. Now I am to ask you, as was just mentioned by a gentleman at the back, what is the Mishnah talking about in this case? In the Ein Bein Ad HaRishon Ad HaShen, is it talking about the non-AK case or the AK case or both? Which type of case are we talking about? Do we know in advance Ad HaRishon was coming? Or was it only an Ad HaRishon that came after Purim? The gentleman at the back tells us that we're talking about all cases here. How do you know that?
Why would you say that?
How do you know that?
You only know it because you already know Ein Bein Ad HaRishon Ad HaShen, which means in advance you must have known there was.
That's okay. That's what it sounds like. So in other words, the first case was talking about the non-AK case, but the next case is talking about in general, in any case of Adarishan. That's what's mentioned over here. Okay, fine. But let's take a look now at the Gemara. The Gemara now makes an inference. As we just mentioned, there's an implication that Adarishan has some significance, right? Only Mikra Megillah Matanis Levyonim is not good for. But for something else, it is good for. What is that? Says the Gemara. First words of the Gemara. Hale'inyan seder parshios zev zeh shavin. Each is equal. For seder parshios, what's seder parshios?
The four special
parshios, as Rashi points out, shkolim, zachor, pora, and hachodesh, which is special mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah in the month of Adar, says the Gemara, zev zeh shavin. Meaning?
You could do either.
You could do either. Zev zeh shavin. Okay, good. Good. Now let's take a look at the Tosas at the top of the page. Starts Hala'inyan, say the parashas, zev zeh shavin. Now listen to the words of Tosfos, and you'll tell me whether Tosas is talking about the AK case or the non-AK case. Let's listen to the Tosas. Listen carefully. She'im karu ha'arba parashios ba'ada harishon. She'adayin lo hayu yodin she'etzrichim la'aber. I'm not going to translate. You guys figure it out. U'basa hachin afterwards. Avru hashana. Ibru Hashanah, they extended the year. Ein tzrich lekrosam ba'ad ha'sheni. Now, is Tosas talking about the AK case as the gentleman? What's your name?
No.
Gabi said, or not?
No.
Tosas is fighting you. Can you fight back?
Yes. He said it's no AK case. On the other hand, if you actually does it, then that's it.
No, but Tosas is learning that the Gemara over here is speaking specifically about the Reisha case. It's continuation of the Reisha, of the non-AK case. In such a case, if you would have read the Arba Parshas in Adar Rishon, you read Shkolim, you read Zohar, and even though afterwards you discover that there's now going to be another Sheni, nevertheless, those parshas are good, you don't have to read them again. My question to you, gentlemen, is why did Tosas limit it? Why is Tosas limiting to the non-AK case? Why do you want to talk about the AK case? How do you know the Gemara was only talking about that case? Why is Tosas doing it? You see Tosas is making a speech. He's making a speech, Tosas. Tosas is going out of his way, I suggest, to deny that other case.
Well, the same reason we discussed before, because they made no mistake. Right? At the time, before Ibor, then they were doing the right thing. They were keeping the Dal Pashas, they weren't making a mistake.
So what are you saying?
So therefore, you don't have to do it again.
So what are you saying? So you're saying, but in an AK case,
where you weren't supposed to do it in Adar Rishon,
then?
Then you'd have to do it again.
Wow, so what you're saying is, in an AK case, an advanced knowledge case, which is always true for us, Adar Rishon has no significance whatsoever. And you know what just happened? What just happened is that Tosfos, and I think Rashi also, has just removed any significance whatsoever to the Adar Rishon that we know and love. That next Tuesday, where we're thinking about maybe not saying Tachanun and not saying Lam Natseach, and maybe even thinking about a little bit of Mishta V'Simcha, Tosfos just removed all that and said, no way, no way, that's just a regular day. Next Tuesday is a regular day. No wine, no whiskey, it's a regular day. Please say Tachanun. The only time you're going to tell me Adar Rishon has some significance, that's when it's a non-AK case, in the times of Beis Din, when Beis Din introduced Adar Sheni only after Purim, then we'll say that the Adar Rishon that was, or that is, has some significance. The parashas that you read are good. That's what's happening right now. Everybody with me? Good. So as of now, we're saying Tachanun next Tuesday.
What?
As of now. Fine, let's continue. Let's read the Gemara a little bit further. So the Gemara says like this, next words, Mani mas nisin. To whom does the Mishnah go according like? Lo Tanakama v'lo Rebbe Lezber, Rebbe Yosi v'lo Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. There's about to follow a Braisa on the same topic of the Mishnah with three Tanoim. And the Gemara makes a calculation that neither Tana fits in the Mishnah. That's always a problem, because this Braisa was taught on the Mishnah. So it has to fit together. Fine. Now, I just want to focus on Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's the third opinion. There's a lot of Gemara here. I just want to focus on one of the opinions. So we'll just read a little bit. The Gemara says, the Sanya, the Braisa. Karu es ha-megillah ba'adah harishon, v'nit abra hashana. So once more, the Bryce is talking about the non-AK case. Korin osoba adah hasheni. Sorry, let's skip to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Two lines down, further down. I hope it's underlined on most of the sheets. Two lines down from where I'm reading, it says, Reb Shimon Gamliel amen b'shem Reb Yosi, af korin osoba adah hasheni. The Megillah has to be repeated in adah hasheni. Shekol mitzvah shenogas b'sheni. Eino goes for Rishon. Pause there for a minute. Kol mitzvah shenogas v'sheni, ein noah goes for Rishon. That's a shittas from Shimon Gamliel. Can anyone figure out, the Gemara's going to do it in a minute, can anyone figure out why Shimon Gamliel is not the Mishnah? So kol mitzvah shenogas v'sheni.
Because he's talking about kol mitzvah,
yes.
Not just the two.
Nice. And therefore what? What about Seder Parshas?
Seder Parshas also.
Good, exactly. Good. As the Gemara will now say, if you skip, so there should be an arrow further down the line that begins Matanot, like five lines of Matanot, there's in the middle of the line it says, Erev Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara picks up the discussion, Erev Shimon Gamliel, Kasha Seder Parshios. Because remember, the Gemara made the diak at the beginning, Halainyan Seda Pasha, Zevzeh Shavin. The Gemara understood that Adar Rishon is good for Seda Pashas. And Rav Shimon Gamliel clearly disagrees. So it comes out that the Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Kasha Seda Pashas. The Gemara now gives two answers. We're going to skip to the second answer, the Ibai Seima, the line just below Rav Shimon Gamliel, the line that begins Tanakama, and at the end it says Ibai Seima Le'olam Rav Shimon Gamliel. Good. La'olam Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, we can resolve this Mishnah according to the position of Rav Shimon Gamliel. How are we going to do it? U'masnisin chasuri mechsura v'hachi katani. Again, what we're trying to deal with is say the parashas. That's our problem. That's the thing that's causing us trouble. Says the Gemara, let's just remove say the parashios and say chasuri mechsur, which means... Chasuri mechsur means something missing. Something missing in the Mishnah. Mishnah is very, very brief. It's written very brief. We're meant to figure it out, which words to put in. Namely, Ein bein arba'asa sheba'ada harishon la'arba'asa sheba'ada hasheni ela mikra megillah matanois. So, we're not talking about Adar the month, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni the whole month. Rather, we're talking only about Yud Dalet. Yud Dalet Sheba Adar Rishon, Yud Dalet Sheba Adar Sheni. How does that help us?
Say the Pashas.
How?
That it will be okay in both.
It will be, no.
Sorry, say the Pashas.
But how does that help the Kasha? Because we're not talking about Seder Parshas anymore. When the Gemara earlier made the inference of HaSeder Parshas Zevzeh Shavin, that's because the Gemara understood that the Mishnah means Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, the whole month. Seder Parshas is a mitzvah in the month of Adar, not on Yud Dalet. But now the Gemara is saying that that's not what the Mishnah ever meant. The Mishnah wasn't talking about the month of Adar. It was talking about Yud Dalet, only Yud Dalet. There's no diuk to be made. There's no diuk of Le'inyan Parshas Zevzeh Shavin. Really, it could be like Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Seder Parshas is only for Adar Sheni. And the Mishnah is not saying otherwise. The Mishnah is only focusing on Yud Dalet. Good question. Can't really deal with that now. Maybe we'll get to it. Good question. The Gemara, you see the Gemara ignored that. The Gemara should have made that deal, it didn't do it. The Gemara went to Seder Parshas for some reason. Maybe the Gemara felt that Mishloach Manos is inside Matanos Levionim. It's included. Something we have to figure that out. Let's see if we have time for it. I'm not sure we will. But now the question is, so now what's the diuk? Right? Ein ben yud dalet sheba adar rishon yud dalet sheba adar sheni. Ela mikra megillah matanos levionim. Ha. So what do they have in common? Right? It's ein ben ela. Right? So what do they have in common? Says the Gemara. Lienin hesped v'tanis. Zevzeh shavin. Zev is Eshavin. So what does that mean? Good. No hesped. Lo aleinu, someone passes away on Yud Dalet Adar Rishon. So it's a quick levaya. No hesped. No hesped. The hesped made later. Make the hesped later, but not on that day. Just like on Rosh Chodesh or... And Tanis, there's not a day to fast. So now. So again. According, seemingly, the whole case that we've been talking about here is the AK case or the non-AK case? The non-AK case, that's what Tosas is saying, right? That's how Tosas learned. The whole sukkah is talking about the non-AK case. So let's just think about it. What does this mean? Yud Dalet Adar arrives. No one knows there's going to be an Adar Sheni. So now, what happens? They read the Megillah. And we're going to force to say that after the Kriyas Megillah on Purim morning, all of a sudden there was an announcement over the loudspeaker. Ladies and gentlemen, we are happy, or we regret, I don't know what you want to say, we regret, or we're happy to inform you that Bezen has just decided there's going to be a leap year, and we have to add another month. And then what happens? Someone dies in the afternoon, and that poor person does not get Esped. That's what we're talking about, right? Because if you're going to tell me Bezdin made the leap year after Purim, Then what do you mean Yud-Dal-Hes-Dev-Zed-Shan? You missed the boat. So we're obviously talking about this small window of opportunity. It's a little bit bizarre. A bizarro kimta, right? A little bit of a narrow case where Bezdin made the leap year on Purim itself after the Megillah was read. And the rest of the day, the law is going to be now that the rest of the day, even though it's really just a regular day now, it's Adar Rishon is not significant, but for the rest of the day, there's some going to be halacha, that for the rest of the day, there'll be an Issa Hesper for Tanis. Be some kind of svara, I guess, some kind of idea that since the beginning part of the day had a kedusha to it, had a certain holiness to it, so we continue with that, at least vis-a-vis, at least regarding the Hesper for Tanis. That seems to be what's coming out now at the end of the sugya, Kuntuk Shem Gamil. But the question I want to ask to you, gentlemen, is, let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Taf Resh Tzadi Zayin, this is the last Sif, Simon in Oruch Chaim. Taf Resh Tzadi Zayin, we can make a Siyam after reading this Simon. So it says there, the Allah for Shulchan Aruch starts off and says that Yom Yudalad V'Tesvav Sheba Adar Rishon, no Tachanun, and no Mizmor L'David L'Yanch Hashem L'Yom Tzorah L'Anatzeach, Lo Nanatzeach, and no Hesped and no Tanis. Now, gentlemen, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about what case? The AK case or the non-AK case?
No, the AK.
Of course, Shulchan Aruch is writing in the Middle Ages. And for us, right? So it's the non-AK, it's the advanced knowledge case. And the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that Adar Rishon is also the Hesped of Tanis. Our boy said, but we just learned in the Sugya not like that. Says the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yesh omrim da'af behesper v'tanis mutarim. There's a yesh omrim, there's an opinion, which holds that even hesper v'tanis is mutar. That sounds good. The yesh omrim, that's the position of the Rosh, brought down by the Tor. This yesh omrim I hear very much, that's how we learn the Sugya. How does he learn? The yesh omrim says, af behesper v'tanis mutarim. So how does he learn our Gemara that says hesper v'tanis is osa?
Non-AK.
Exactly, it's two different cases. The Gemara is talking about the non-advanced knowledge case, when it was Nisabra, Shana, after Purim. That's what the Gemara is talking about. The whole Sukkah is only talking about that case. Then and only then does Yudalad Sheba Adar Rishon have any significance. But in an advanced knowledge case, Adar Rishon, as someone mentioned, is like Shvat. It's nothing, it's just a name, Adar Rishon. It's like Shvat, it's a regular month. No significance whatsoever. That's the Yesh Omrim. But the first opinion Rabbi Yosai holds, that there's an Issa Hesper V'Tanis. And the Ramah goes on to say, V'haminik is Svarah HaRishona. The Minik is like the first opinion. That we don't say Tachna. And we don't do Hesper, we don't do Tanis. And then he goes on to say, Yesh Omrim Shechayv L'Harbis B'Mishta V'Simcha. Even further, that there's even a mitzvah to drink a little bit and have a Suda. But how does this come from the sugya, right? Halacha doesn't go on trees, as we know. Everything has to be based from the sugya, from the source. So how can we make this work? Otherwise, I'm afraid we're going to be saying Tachana next Tuesday. Can we make this work? Anybody have any suggestions? What we have to do is somehow get the AK case into the sugya. And so we've got to get it in. And with Rashi and with Tosfos, despite them. Right? So this is the complicated part. We're going to try our best and let's daven that Hashem helps us, helps me say it over well and helps the Olam understand. Let's go back to the question we had earlier when the Gemara was dealing with Seder Parashas, Zeh V'Zeh Shovin. So we saw from Tosfos that Tosfos understood that line. It's talking about which case? The non-AK case, that's Tosa said, right? In your Pasha Zev Zeh Shovin, Tosa said, that's talking about the non-AK case, meaning to say that the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, is continuing the theme, it's still talking about the non-AK case. Now why did Tosa do that? What was wrong with learning the Indian Seder Pasha, Zev Zeh Shovin, is going on a regular case? Is going on the AK case. What was wrong with that? So I'll tell you what's wrong with that. If I ask you, and let's say I'm in Shvat, I know there's going to be another Rishon, another Sheni. I'm in Shvat Nat now, and I asked you the following question. Rabbi, please can you tell me, what should we do regarding Seder Parshas? There's a leap year coming up. There's an Adarishan Adarsheni. Rabbi, what should we do? Now, if he would say the words, Zeh v'zeh shavin, what would that mean? What would that mean?
Do either.
Zeh v'zeh shavin. Shavin. I think both. I think the simple read of that would mean, just like with Hesper v'tanis, Zeh v'zeh shavin. Right, and you should know, there's this Mishnah, there's many other Mishnahs around here, where the Gemara does the Zeh v'zeh shavin trick. It always means both. Hesper v'tanis, Zeh, both. So if I would ask the rabbi in Shvat, and say, Rabbi, what do I do? When do I read the Sefer Parshas? If he would say the word Zeh v'zeh shavin, I would come out that it means you read in both months. Says the Bach on the Torah that that's impossible. For Seder Parshas, there would never ever be a Kriyas HaTorah which we'd say once and again. We never read the same parasha twice. That's not tenable. That's not a svar you could possibly say. Therefore, says Bach, that's why Tosas, when he read these words, Le'inyan Parashas Seder Zeh Shavin, we're forced to learn it's talking about the non-AK case. Why does that help? Because listen to that. What's the shaila there? The shaila there is, Rabbi, I already read the parashios, and I didn't know, what should I do now? So then, the rabbi answers, Zeh v'zeh shavin. What does Zeh v'zeh shavin mean then? What does it have to mean? That has to mean, don't worry, that's what it has to mean. So that can work. So that can work in the sugya. But listen now what happens. So in other words, we're saying that it was impossible to talk about the AK case in the beginning of the sugya. Because there's a svara that Zeh v'zeh shavin, those words can't read. You can't say that you have to read these parashas twice. That doesn't make sense. But in the end of the sugya, when the Gemara now has removed, say, the parashas, and now we're talking about Yud Dalet Shabbat Adarishin, Yud Dalet Shabbat Adarsheni, what is the diak of the Gemara? Ha'le'inyan Hesped V'tanis, Zeh v'zeh shavin. Now, let's ask the rabbi in Shvat. There's about to be an Adarishin Adarsheni. Rabbi, what's the law about Hesped V'tanis? Well, let's see who would answer the word Zeh v'zeh shavin. Would that make sense? Why not? Zeh v'zeh shavin. I'll tell you, Zeh v'zeh shavin. It makes sense to say that there could be an Isra Hesed V'tanis in Adarishan, and there could be an Isra Hesed V'tanis in Adarsheni. Gentlemen, what I'm trying to say over right now is that since that's true, once we get to the Maskon of the Gemara, Shem Gamliel, now becomes possible to learn Ein Bein Adarishan Adarsheni, that the second line of the Mishnah is no longer only talking about the non-AK case. It can now be talking about, as Gabi said the whole time, the AK case. And we're talking in general now. Ein bein adarishan adarsheni. Those words make sense now. Zeh v'zeh shavin means that bein adarishan, bein adarsheni, there will be an issur hesper v'tanis. And it doesn't have to be the non-AK case, even in the AK case. As opposed to in the Hava Amina, in the earlier part of the Gemara, where we were working with Seder Parshas, the Rishonim teach us that we had to be dealing always with the non-AK case. Because Zeh v'zeh shavin, those words, in Arab Parshas, Zeh v'zeh shavin, would have meant, in the AK case, that it would have meant that you have to read in both months, and that's something which is not tenable. That was the Hava Amina. In the Maskana, were able to bring back the AK case into the Mishnah. Ein bein adarishan adarsheni could be talking about even the advanced knowledge case from which we can make the deal, Karla Inyan Seder Parshas Zeh v'zeh Shavin, namely that there will be an Issa Hesper V'tanis in both months. This would be a defense, a complicated defense, I agree, a defense to the position of the Shulchan Aruch, which is what we keep, that Purim Katan, even when we know about it years in advance, does have some significance. There will be an Issa Hesper V'tanis, and Tachanun, and Olam Natzeach, as the first position of Shulchan Aruch, which the Ramah says is the Minhag. That's what we're going to do, Be'ez Hashem, next Tuesday. Not like Rosh and other Rishonim want to learn that the sugya was only ever talking about the non-AK case. If you learn like them, then in the advanced knowledge case, Adarisha never has any significance. It's just like Shvat. But the halacha is not like that. So we should be Zoch Bez Hashem to celebrate. Let me just add one more point. The Maral actually writes in Sefer Or Hadash that in Purim itself, the actual Purim that happened was in an Adarisha, and after Purim, it became an Adarsheni. That's actually what happened with Shas Mai. So that gives us a lot of time and flavor to the day of Adarishan. But we'll know that according to the Maral, then how he knows it, he works it out from the Gemara, that historically the actual Nes of Purim actually happened on an Adar Rishon, meaning after Purim they made an Adar Sheni, and Mordechai and Esther told them they should celebrate Adar Sheni. That's something that should certainly give us a flavor and a time to celebrate even next Tuesday, because it's a Zman Nes. Hashem should bless us, always with Nisim and Yeshuas, from Purim to Pesach, Ad Bias Gold Tzedek. Amen.